for long and healthy life.
Rough day on Wall Street, and investors could take an even bigger beating later this week. We'll tell you why coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But first, hey, Rick Santorum says he's done. He suspends his campaign before the Pennsylvania primary after all of the conversation about delegates and maybe Texas would be winner take all and that could help. Could he catch up to Mitt Romney? We knew mathematically really it's impossible. He decides that this is it. He's going to say adios and thank all the people he could that helped him on his campaign. His little daughter, who's 3 years old, Bella, had been ill. She has a genetic disease, and that was taking its toll as he was going back and forth to see her. And dropping out Santorum, though, really does the right thing because he avoids the prospect of losing his home state, which combined with his 18-point Senate re-election loss there in 2006, would have been devastating to his future as far as national prospects are concerned. That's what it's all about, because he could try and run again. Remember, he won 11 states, and a lot of people took to Rick Santorum. So he withdrew as graciously as you can. He congratulated Mitt Romney, and now the party's nominee is absolutely Mitt Romney. It's just more official. Eventually, others will drop. Ron Paul, while a favorite of many people listening to America Tonight for some of his stances, I agree with a lot of what Ron Paul has to say. He was never in this game because it's about embracing the Republican Party, and they weren't embracing Ron Paul. They didn't like some of the things that he had to say. So the popular Congress Texas, the popular congressman from Texas, will still keep on keeping on the way he does, but he's not a thorn in anyone's side. And the same with Newt Gingrich. He's got to decide what's going to happen with him because he's starting to pile up some more debt. I would assume that he would probably parachute out of this thing. He pretty much acknowledged it over the weekend when he was on a lot of the Sunday shows and mentioned Mitt Romney being the nominee most likely. I think he's pretty much conceding to that. So in the end, Santorum made the speech more about him and his people and all that kind of stuff and decides now that he's going to go away and I think wait till 2016, especially if Romney loses in November. Here's Santorum in his own words. All right, the cat has Rick Santorum's tongue, so we'll try to get to Rick Santorum a little bit later. But pretty much what I was saying is what happened, that he said it's just a difficult, painful process, that he's going through that grieving process because he had some success and was really killing himself on the campaign trail, which is what you have to do when you want to be president.
At a time when over and over again we were told, forget it, you can't win. We were winning. We were winning in a very different way. We are going to continue to fight for those voices. We're going to continue to fight for the Americans who stood up and gave us that air under our wings that allowed us to accomplish things that no political expert would have ever expected. While this presidential race for us is over, for me, and we will suspend our campaign effective today, we are not done fighting. There's a lot of greatness. A lot of greatness in this country. And we just need leaders who believe in that, who are willing to give voice to that, who are willing to raise us up instead of trying to provide for us and do for us what we can better do for ourselves. She is a fighter, and she is doing exceptionally well and is back with us and the family, and we are looking forward to spending a lot of great time with her.
So what does this do now? I would think that Romney wants the support of Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, all those supporters, anybody he can get, anybody he can scrape up, because there's so many not Romney folks out there. You might be one of them, And maybe you'll go to vote and you'll write in Santorum or Gingrich or Paul or somebody else and walk out when you're done. Obama for a second term. A lot of people think this is now written in stone. And it will not be Mitt Romney because he cannot get enough momentum on his side. Do you think there's some truth to that? Is there only a little tiny, tiny, tiny opening for Mitt Romney with any hope of winning this thing? I mean, is it almost a done deal that Obama repeats? I'm hearing that from some Republicans. Republicans who don't want Barack Obama to be reelected. So this is it, the swan song for Rick, who I think bounces back in 2016 and suspends this campaign and decides I'm not going to blow it on Pennsylvania. It's where I live, and I'm not going to do that. So Santorum now, I believe, will jump on the Romney bandwagon, help him, and do whatever he can because it's in his best interest. That's how the political system works. So he leaves his campaign, tries to do what he can, and then looks good in 2016. But the anybody but Romney folks, and there are a ton of them. I saw a lot of those signs when I was in New Hampshire, and we heard about it all along the way. Now have to look in the mirror and decide, what are they going to do? Are they going to embrace Romney and grit their teeth and hope that some of their values come out in the end? Or are they going to just skip the election? Santorum out, Gingrich stays in it for now, but I don't believe that he's not a threat. And he may hang around for a while, but I cannot believe that that Gingrich, we know this, is not even a factor in this. So he is supposedly campaigning for the Pennsylvania primary on April 24th and says that he's going to have a major comeback. He would have to have a serious comeback to be able to mount the kind of numbers that he would have to get to get one over on Romney, and he can't do that. So it is Romney, and this is nothing new. This is something that's been talked about all along the way. So the Republican establishment gets their guy, but is it at the expense of the Republicans winning a battle against Barack Obama? Or was really anybody that was out there not possible pulling that off? It's an intriguing question. 855-266-5283. I know we have a new number. We'll get used to it. We love it. 855-266-5283 or 855-266-KATE. Easy to remember. 855-266-KATE. If you're good at that, you look at your phone, boom, you just punch it in, and just like that, you're in. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the Bush tax cuts in jeopardy, very much in jeopardy, and what that would do to all of us. We know because the Band-Aids have been there in the past. We move from that to also the president makes a big stop in Florida and talks about the so-called Buffett rule. But what does it really mean? We dig deeper. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
They gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.
Is Mitt Romney bad to the bone, or is he just bad for the party? Look, the establishment people wanted him. They got their wish, but does it kill the Republicans' chances? Does it atrophy their chances, in fact, of beating Barack Obama? Or maybe you see this through a different set of eyes. You like Obama. You don't understand why he gets pummeled, because he inherited some bad stuff. And this is just the party that's going to last all the rest of the year, because you know inevitably he's going to be elected. His approval numbers are huge now. They're up to 50%. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What say you, America? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And we're going to talk about the Buffett rule as well. I'm going to flush that out a little bit more, some better explanations of what it means. For the president, it means pretty much what he's going to lay out with his campaign strategy. That was part of the deal when he went to Florida to talk to some students and some others and left with some pretty big money. But raising money is not an issue for this president. He's got a war chest of almost $1 billion, and there's going to be a lot of campaign ads that you're going to start to see that are going to bubble up in the next couple of weeks and months. And then clearly when you get into the fall, you'll see a ton of them. Rick in Illinois, you, sir, have the floor. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How come you change your phone number? Hiding.
Don't you like that? Hiding. Don't you like that better? 855-266-KATE. Isn't that easy to remember?
That sounds like you're trying to hide stuff.
Yeah, I'm like the CEO of Best Buy, or I'm like Bobby Petrino, the former football coach of Arkansas. I got to cover up my tracks, my motorcycle accident with, you know, somebody I wasn't supposed to be with, or the Best Buy guy who's hiding from his own personal woes and tanking that company. There's a lot of people hiding, actually, Rick.
I know. But the Rick Santorum retired, suspended. Why didn't he just say he's quitting? I mean,
because he can't say that. He's got a huge ego. He's not going to say that. He wants to run in 2016. So if you noticed, all of his speech was about Rick.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much about, I mean, he was pretty gracious about it, which you have to be when you're in politics, but he wasn't about, he wasn't about America, he wasn't about, like the economy, or you'll see me, but he wasn't about that. It was more about him, it was specifically about him than anything else.
Well, he should have said, well, my kids need to be at home, they're sick, I want to spend time with them.
He did say that. He did. Them. He said he's got the 3-year-old Bella, which is, he is a good family man. There's no question about that. He does care about his kids. You got to give him that no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And he did say that because she has that genetic disease. So, and he mentioned that. But I think the real reason is he wants to run in 2016. He found a threat of popularity, especially with conservatives. And he won a bunch of states, so this is a re-rack process where he can figure out nationally what he can do next, and I think it's going to be to try to run again.
Yeah, but by then everybody's going to forget about it. There'll be some else coming up. Right.
Well, you know, here's what happens. You notice this with the Democrats. Who were the Democrat retreads every single year? How many times did Joe Biden throw his name in the hat?
Yeah.
It seems like forever. And then he ended up vice president. There's certain people that kept coming out of the woodwork. How about, John Edwards? I say, because there's a guy who was a charlatan. But anyway, for the Democrats, he was constantly out there smiling with those big old teeth and telling everybody how he's going to save the world. But, you know, that's what I call a retread. And so does Rick Santorum become that guy that starts to Romney. Romney ran last time around, and now he's running again this time. And it's like he's the establishment guy because it's as though he's owed it, and that's what happened right from the very beginning for him. Do you think, and you're an Obama backer for sure, Rick, do you think, is it like I said, do you think, wow, well, you know what, it's not even going to be close?
No. What I've been reading and hearing is a lot of people thought Romney's going to get the nomination, which he did, but only about 30% of people are going to vote for him.
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people that are going to put write-ins. They're going to put Ron Paul or somebody else, and they're not going to back Mitt Romney. I really do. I really think that's what's going to happen. Betty in Kentucky, we slide to Betty. Hi, Betty.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How have you been?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm just thinking, people really don't want to vote for Barack Obama, but we're afraid that if we vote for a Republican, then everything is going to go more toward perks for the wealthy, perks for the corporation, and cuts in Medicare and cuts in Social Security, and the middle class is going to be paying for the health care bill and all that. We're just afraid, you know. We do know that the Republicans tend to want to keep things good for the wealthy.
You know what, Betty? I think you're right. I think there's a definite thread of the, you know, anybody but Romney folks who are worried about that. What kind of a Republican are you getting, and what are the promises, and what can you expect from, really, forget the president, because what about the legislative side of this? What happens there? But you're right. There's massive concern about health care, because what happens? What happens with Medicare? What happens with Medicaid? I mean, both of them, really. Let's combine them both. And what happens to the middle class? Because the middle class is definitely disappearing.
Well, how much are taxpayers paying for expensive health care things for Congress and for their pension and their retirement? I mean, what's that costing them?
A ton. I mean, you and I should run for Congress just so we can, even if we did a term and we try to do our best and try to help the people, our constituents, we would have that health care in our back pocket. We would have those numbers. And you're right. The federal plan is a great one. That's what.
Well,
that's
what, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be any better than what working people have. The taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for, you know, all these perks for Congress.
You know what? I agree with you, Betty. And then you see that stuff from the GSA and how much they spent on parties and everything else. Thanks, Bet. And it infuriates you because you always have to remember this. You're not removed from this. No matter who you are listening to me right now, your money is paying for all this stuff that we've been talking about, this overspending, this government bloat, all of that. It's our dollars. It's in my wallet. It's in your wallet. No matter what you're paying, this is some of the stuff that you're paying for, and it is infuriating. It is. And that's why you can feel that. I can feel that anger. I definitely have felt that in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Texas, in Florida, places that I've recently been, in Washington, in New Hampshire. But here's the thing. It's the art of spin, and who spins the economy in the direction that suits them and plays to the people that they're trying to feed their lines to. Because when you take certain issues and you look at them closer, especially just numbers, the numbers don't add up. And it's also easy to spin numbers, very easy to spin numbers, which is what's happening with this crazy Buffett rule stuff. And this is something the Senate is taking up. So it's this idea of pitting one group of Americans against the other and who's paying the fair share. And that's what Obama's saying to Betty's question that, oh, you know, the rich people aren't paying what they should be paying. But a couple of things have to happen. Under the Buffett rule, everyone making more than $1 million would pay at least 30% of their income in taxes, whether it comes from income or investments. And see, here's the thing with this. The Buffett rule sounds good in a way. If you say, well, yeah, pay more money. High-income taxpayers should get at least as large of a share of their income in taxes as the rest of us, right? But a lot already do. On average, most households pay their 2015 taxes totaling about, let's say, 15% of their income, if you strictly go by that definition. Without the Buffett rule, more than 90% of millionaires, this is what would happen. They would pay more than that, and only about 4,000 would pay less. Barely 10% of them will pay less than 20%, but the proposed legislation that's out there would raise taxes on a lot of high-income taxpayers, but the price would be a more complicated tax code, and we would all pay for it in the end.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I heat up, I can't cool down. The time is spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, no
one knows. In politics, round and round it certainly goes, and you never know where it's going to stop. It has stopped, the music anyway, for Rick Santorum. He suspends his campaign. Those are the words he used. Trust me, he'll be back in 2016. He's preserving that right to be able to do that because he won't lose Pennsylvania. And he knew that handwriting was on the wall when it came to the delegates. So now the question is, Mitt Romney, are you of the camp? Anybody but Mitt, now we're stuck. We're on Gilligan's Island, and we have no way to get off. How are we going to beat Obama with Mitt Romney? Was Santorum your guy, or maybe your guy was a guy that dumped out three or four ago? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Yes, we've got a new number. Yes, I know, I know, I know. We're going to go to the mailbag, too, coming up. A lot of you sounding off on Santorum deciding to leave the race. Tomas in Michigan. Howdy, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. The people who voted for Santorum hate Romney. And the people
I know.
The people who voted for Newt hate Romney. It would have been a natural thing for Santorum to get up there and say, well, I can't carry the mantle anymore. My child is sick, but I'm putting all my votes. I want you all to support Newt. We must have a conservative. If he would have gone that route, that would have generated so much passion and energy, and it would have put Newt just about 230 votes behind Mitt, and Mitt would have had to, you know, really fight for any other victories because the conservative vote would not have been split up. He would have had to go head-to-head, and, you know, it would have been totally different. But this guy who says, if you vote for Mitt, it's like voting for Obama. All of a sudden, he gives up, and then he clams up. And, you know, I think he's going to end up like Huckabee next time. And I think it's a shame because the conservatives are not going to vote for Mitt. Period.
I don't think so either. Exactly. So what does that mean, Tomas? You and I are both saying right now we know that Obama's going to win the election then.
Well, you know, never know what's going to pop up down the road. But, Mitt Romney is more liberal than Dole was. Mitt Romney's more liberal than McCain was.
You're right.
Mitt Romney is not pro-life. He was raised pro-life all his life in a very pro-life church, and then he switched politically so he could win Massachusetts. And when he got finished with Massachusetts, he got another Damascus Road moment and switched back to pro-life again. And the conservatives know this, and they don't. And if he switches on something that big, he's going to switch on everything. Unless the conservatives unite, Romney's got it, and then that means Obama has got it. So it's a sad situation. That's the way I see it.
I totally agree with you, 100%. I see it through the same eyes. It would have been interesting. You're right. It would have created some buzz, definitely, if he had thrown it to Newt. But there's bad blood between him and Newt, and he was just preserving himself. If you listen to what he said, it was all mostly about Rick Santorum and his family, of course, and whatnot. But, yeah, absolutely. Now this has shifted completely. It's completely to Romney, and people who see some of the flip-flopping, and as you said, he's definitely more moderate or more liberal, if you will, you want to call him that, definitely way off of center even. So anyone who's conservative, they're not happy about this. They're not happy about Mitt Romney, and they're not going to vote for Mitt Romney.
Hey, switching topics. You know a lot about the stock market, and the volume in the stock market has been going down. Drudge had a little report on it today. What does that mean when the volume starts going down?
Well, here's what's happening. A lot of people, because of the negative speculation of what's going on in Europe and the devaluation of the dollar and whatnot, you're seeing that a lot of people are bailing on the stock market, so they're taking their gains and getting out and rolling up into cash. So a lot of that trading that's gone on just completely goes kaput, and then the numbers start to go. You see that some of the big, they call them blue chip stocks, have tanked, and that's why we saw such, we saw such rough numbers. It was some of the worst numbers, Tomas, that we've seen in like 4 years. It's funny. It's not funny, but it's interesting that came up. I had a conversation with somebody who was a heavy investor in the stock market and said that he thought it was probably a four-year low, and I looked it up, and he was right in checking the numbers. Four-year low because of the concern of what's going on, I think, mostly with Europe and what's happening there with all their problems with the Eurozone. And you know, we're seeing that records are being broken. So for options and futures volume, where we had set records and investors were looking to add things, we're looking to jump on some stock, they're not doing that now, and that's how you get the numbers that you got. Tomas, thanks. And unfortunately, some of you might have 401ks, and this is why I bring up the stock market a bunch, because you have to be paying attention to what's going on there, because you're some of hopefully what money you'll get when you retire will still be intact. And you probably got a basket of stocks through whatever the companies they have you pick some mutual fund. And stock mutual fund flows are very negative. They've had a couple of big double-digit gains, but we've also seen it flood in the opposite direction. So all this financial regulation is part of it. Some of the restricted trading that's happened. And you know, at this point, people are looking for some security, and we're seeing some of the worst financial things happen since the Depression when it's come to the stock market. They could say it's like a, what was the, I did see this link on Drudge where it said it's like a ghost town. That's a good way to describe it. All right, let's run to the mailroom because a lot of you have thoughts on Rick Santorum. And we start here with Bobby J. in Austin, who says, Kate, I don't understand this deal with Rick Santorum. What was he thinking? Talk about not helping other teammates. His withdrawal speech was the worst. And I say it was the worst because it was a historic moment for him that he could have used to pass the mantle on to another conservative. Instead, he doesn't. Well, you know, he started off saying that his daughter, Bella, is getting very sick, and that was part of the reason that they were praying and they wanted to spend more time with her. So you can't blame him for that. And then he talked about his kids overall and what he's had to do on the campaign trail, talking about the American dream and, you know, that the dream is slipping away, and he wanted the kids to see that, and a lot, that was a lot of the focus. Here's the thing, though. He definitely had a lot of conservatives that were interested in seeing him do well. And now you've got Mitt Romney, who's left to hold up that mantle, and he can't hold up that mantle. So the question becomes what we were just talking about with Tomas. Do people completely bail on the idea of voting for Mitt Romney just to try and save the nomination, save the Republican nod to run against the president? But I don't think Barack Obama gets defeated in this next election. As disappointing as that is to so many people because of some of the things that are happening, it's not looking that way now, but this is the way this was playing out. Everything that we thought was going to happen, everything that we've talked about on America Tonight and so many other talk show hosts have talked about, I'm sure, is happening. Mitt Romney was the guy in June, the guy in May, the guy 2 years ago, and he is. Now he's the guy. While Newt Gingrich says he's committed to staying in the race, he's going to have an unbelievable time. What mountain can he possibly climb to win this thing? You know what? I don't think so. Let's move to another one. This one from Celia, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Celia says, Kate, I am so tired of the Republican Party. Why do they pick these mamby-pamby people? No offense to Mrs. Romney. I'm sure Mitt is a great guy, but he certainly isn't the guy to lead the country. So what do you do? Who wants to vote for Mitt Romney? Half the time he can't make up his mind. He's a typical flip-flopper. And what about Romney care? Just cannot go there. How depressing is all of this? Well, Santorum's done. Newt Gingrich is just barely kind of hanging in there. So where do you go from here? You either back Romney, you stay at home, or you write in somebody else's name and they have no chance of winning it. That's what, you know, this is at the point where we are right now. And everybody that are the establishment people in the party and others are coming forward to back Romney. So I don't know, maybe somebody said to me, what if Rick Santorum got the VP nod? What if he was on the undercard? I don't know. I think that there was too much nastiness between Santorum and Romney for him to be the vice presidential candidate, to be on the undercard. I don't think so. I don't see that happening. Although that would be one way, I guess, to rally the conservatives. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be maybe a Chris Christie gets talked into this. Maybe, even though people say it's impossible, Marco Rubio. I don't know. We'll wait and see. Hang with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Trying to reach this show, and I know some of you have. We have a new number. It's exciting stuff. 855-266-KATE. Kate. 855-266-KATE or 5283. Talking about now, have the Republicans shot themselves in the foot officially by Mitt Romney, let's face it, getting the nomination. It's just about the coronation in Tampa because he's got it. Newt Gingrich can hang around all he wants and poke at Etch-a-Sketch and make fun of Romney or do whatever he wants to do. But ultimately, he's not going to take this away from Mitt. But we knew this. Now it's a question of Rick Santorum wanted to preserve his political credibility for the future for 2016. He's out. He suspends the campaign. It's just all highway to Tampa for Romney after this. But what about many of you listening to me that truly believe that Mitt Romney is a flip-flopper, sold out to be the governor of Massachusetts, is all about health care that's similar to Barack Obama's, who will use this and say, while he's campaigning, the other guy, the guy I'm running against, was the one who was the forerunner to the health care that we're implementing in my law that kicked in 2 years ago. So how can he attack health care when all of this is based, a lot of this is based on what he did in Massachusetts? So there's going to be a lot of pressure points for the Democrats that are pretty obvious, including some of the stuff that other Republicans in this debating process that happened along the way and all this campaigning threw up for the Democrats to use, gave it to them on a silver platter. And it's all going to be about the wealthiest people, the 1%, Romney's not connected to you, the good people of the country, who fall into the middle class. So I don't know. Is Santorum going to really help Romney? The best, if they could do that typical thing you do in politics, make nice, because you're going to help the other guy. If Mitt Romney's people could talk Santorum into going out and talking to people with him, maybe that helps. But you still would have Mitt Romney as the guy. And there are just so many people. I've seen T-shirts. I've seen all kinds of things about no to Romney. The not Romney people are huge. And if deep in your soul you are not committed to Romney, even if you say you're committed to the party, can you do that? Is it for the sake of the party and just go in and say, okay, I'm going to vote for Romney because I don't want Obama. Anybody but Obama. So I have to make this choice, and I'm going to make this choice to do that. Or are people going to stay away and throw in write-ins? I think you're going to see some write-ins. I think that Mitt Romney has a chance of getting crushed in this election. Or am I completely off my rocker? And you know what I say? I said, listen, there's so much ineffectiveness in Washington that I can't believe somebody doesn't want change in general. But the problem is it's the idea of, is it the lesser evil? And this is honestly, believe it or not, they might not be saying it to you, but the people you're sitting next to in church or down the street from that say they're Republicans are saying this kind of stuff. They are, because I've heard it. I've heard it. Not on this talk show, outside of the talk show, outside of the boundaries of the microphone and the airwaves. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I want to mix in a few other things as well, because speaking of bedfellows in politics, John Edwards, who to me deserves prison time, I really think this, he's so swarthy, and this is a guy who made his fortune as a personal injury lawyer, but okay, I'll give him that. He came from a poor background. He always touted that. I'm for the poor people, and I'm earning my way. I'm proof positive you can do it. So now this guy who was a former senator twice from North Carolina, twice a presidential candidate for the Dems, is in the courtroom thinking that a jury is going to clear him of allegations of campaign finance violations that came from nearly $1 million that secretly was provided by some campaign donors to help him hide his pregnant mistress when he was going after the White House in 2008. So jury selection for the criminal trial starts on Thursday in Greensboro. Whew. If he's convicted, he'll be in prison. The maximum penalty is 30 years. He says he has complete and absolute certainty that he didn't violate campaign finance rules, you think? All right, let's go to Susan in Texas. Hey, Susan, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, you know, I don't know how many elections you voted in, but I'm pretty old myself. And this is no different than any other election, picking the worst of the two evils. And honestly, Kate, I've been listening to your comments, and they pretty much sour my stomach. Bashing Republicans is, to me, not a positive track to take.
I'm not bashing Republicans. I'm telling you what I'm hearing from my insiders in Washington, Susan, who are saying, I'm saying this is what they're saying, that this was no, listen, just let me talk for a second here, that the Republicans put up Mitt Romney.
And this has been nothing new when Clinton was running, on and on back, it's like the lesser of the evils. This is nothing new, but you have been constantly bashing Republicans with your personal opinion. And I think that doesn't serve our community or our people very well. I wish people would get off the Republican-Democrat train and start looking at more positive light of what we can do as a community or as a country.
Listen, I agree with you there. I'll give you that. I'm more about the solutions. I say this all the time. I'm about the solutions rather than the fact that all we do is try to make up for the fact that we're playing behind all the time in our legislative branch. Absolutely. So what I'm telling you is, I'm telling you that Republicans who don't want to see Obama in because of what's happening to the country, this is the gist of it, need to go out and vote. They need to vote for Romney. And that's what I'm hearing, is that people are saying, you know what, I just can't do it. I can't vote for Romney. Let's go to Anthony in Washington. Hey, Anthony.
Hello?
Hello. What's up, Anthony?
Good evening. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's up? What do you think with Romney?
Here's the deal that I have with Romney. I believe there's so much more to him than what we hear. And I'm going to kind of take this a different direction, I think, but as a member of the Mormon Church and knowing some of the things Mitt has done, he is so much closer to the people than it's ironic that the one thing that Obama is going to be focusing on is he's the 1%. He doesn't understand the people, when really this man is so much closer to the people than anybody could possibly imagine. And I just, as much as I wanted to see him be successful, it does scare me to think of him running, because they're going to, not maybe Obama himself, but his teams are going to dig up so much stuff regarding the Mormon Church that does frighten me a little bit.
You know what, Anthony, I'm glad that you brought that up, and I think it's wrong. I don't understand why we're going there with the Mormon religion, but you're right. I think there are people that are going to definitely play that up. There's going to be a nasty undercurrent that will happen, not just the obvious thing. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks you too, Susan. It's cool to disagree. Certainly, that's what we want to hear here on America Tonight. Lots of conversation. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.